latest news, breaking stories,
expert analysis.
All you need to know in 60 minutes.
This is the Midday Report.
The EFF leader, Julius Malema, has been pretty busy. Yesterday, he had this address in which he called for a national shutdown on the 20th of March. They are calling for the president, Cyril Ramaphosa, to be removed. It's so interesting. How do you have negotiations with the ANC on one hand around Joburg and Ekurhuleni, but then at the same time, you call for a national shutdown on the 20th of March about Ramaphosa, making sure that he needs to leave office? It really does seem counterintuitive. Anyway, today, Julius Malema and his bodyguard, Adrian Snyman, back at the East London court today. They are appearing on that case involving the alleged firing of a firearm, the discharge of a firearm at the EFF's fifth anniversary celebrations at the Sisa Dokashe Stadium in 2018. EWN reporter Sipa Kema joining us now. Sipa, good afternoon to you. What has happened in court today?
Good afternoon to you, Mandy, and good afternoon to the listeners. Mandy, it has been a rather slow start to the day. And I mean, this entire trial on its own has been plagued by, false start and postponements. Well, we saw an early postponement today in the morning. And now that we are right on track, there's a small delay. So the state is still leading evidence. As we had left off in March of 2022. So they still continue bringing evidence forward. And now they have a particular video they'd like to bring into evidence and exhibit in court. But unfortunately for them, the defense attorneys are objecting to using that video footage for evidence. They're questioning the authenticity of the video and also stating that the state will not be able to prove its origin, and also saying that should then they continue with that video as evidence, there needs to be someone who can testify owning the video.
Sipa, thank you very much. Sipa Kema, EWN reporter, giving us an update there on EFF leader Julius Malema's court appearance in the Eastern Cape today.